Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim on Shovavim, and we are going to base this Shiur on a Sefer, a very good Sefer, called Shaare Gedula, and he has a series of articles on Shovavim. And since this week is the Parshas Mishpatim, so why don't we do the article on Mishpatim? Shovavim is Shmos Verbo B'Shalach Yisra Mishpatim, so this is a good time to shuvu banim shovim, to return, to be metaking the bris, as we've discussed in the past. So what is a shovav? A shovav is a naughty person. A person who keeps repeating the same things. He does an aver and he repeats it, and he does an aver and he repeats it. That's what a shovav is. So this is a time, these weeks are a time when a person can fix those sins that it's difficult to do shuvan, that he keeps repeating. Why is it hard for a person to do tshuva, to change his deeds? Some people feel that tshuva is bitter, that it hurts. They think it'll be chayei tzar. Other people don't believe that they can do tshuva, that they can overcome their averus. And this is especially those who are battling with shmiras habris. They feel like they're just stuck. They're enmeshed in this sin, and they can't get out of it. So, this shiur, by the way, should be a schus for all the esorus we get for Rabbi Ephraim Abim and Miriam Shoshana Huvachol Novim Olav. So the kriya of Shuvu Banim Shovavim, Erpa Meshuvasim, comes to say that shuva is really easy. You can come back. Ki amitzvah zel slon afleisim imcha v'la rachoki ki kar v'lecha darvo nefichol v'vavchala so. You can do it. You can do shuva. The Rambam explained in the Mor Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel, Os Lamed Vav, that tshuva is not just a mitzvah, tshuva is a munah that's necessary for every Jew's Shomer Torah mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, Hatshuvi min adeos shelo yisudur mitzios anshei Torah, ela behaminosim. You have to believe in it. To believe in the power of tshuva. Sheyav shel shumadim shelo yachtov yivsh. Everybody sins. Im sheyit abedeos, so shikna midas bilti ritzuyo. Some people have mistakes in deis. Some people have bad midas. They have a lot of taiva, a lot of anger. And if a person believes that he can't fix it, so he's just going to keep doing the same mistake and strengthen his rebellion. But by tshuva fakert, not only can you fix, you can even be better than you were before you sin. And that's why you have a lot of mitzvahs, you have viduis, and you have korbanos, and it's all about tshuva. So we can understand the pasuk, ki imcha slicha l'man tivarei, with you it's slicha in order that we should fear. So l'chor it's lehefech. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu is soleach a person, then he's going to sin. He's not afraid to sin. Ki imcha aslicha. Because since you forgive us, l'man tivarei, in order that we should fear. The fact that he forgives us makes us not fear. We know you're going to forgive us, so we can do whatever we want. And then we'll say sorry, and then everything will be okay. So what's pshat ki imcha aslicha? Because you forgive, l'man tivarei, in order that we should fear. The answer is, if we knew that Hashem didn't forgive, we'd keep sinning again and again. Because there's no hope. But now that we know that Hashem forgives, so we forgive, and then we can have fear of Hashem. We know that we can return. We don't just give up. We don't just have despair. So we learn from the Rambam in the Moreh that tshuva is emunah hechreches. You have to believe in it. The Maharal says, the davar shehu below havana ein zeh nikra emunah. If you don't understand something, it's not called emunah. So therefore, we have to look at the koach of tshuva. Not only believe in it, we have to understand. We have to understand how tshuva works. In the Sefer Yecheskel, Perek Yudches, and similarly in Perek Lamed Gimel, there's this argument, kibiyachal, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people, if it's possible to do tshuva. Pasuk says, HaRosha ki yashuv mikoch ha-toysav asher asa v'shamar es kol chukoy sa'ev asa mishpat v'tztaka chayo yechye lo yamus kol pshav asher asa lo yizachu b'tzidkasa asher asa yechye uvishuv tzadik mitzidkasa v'asa ove kochol ha-toyv asa asher asa ha-rasha v'chay kol tzidkosav asher osa lo tizocharna b'malo asher mol v'chatoso asher chata b'am yamus v'amartem lo yitochein derech Hashem shimon abeis Yisrael hadarki lo yitochein halo darchechem lo yitocheinu b'shub tzadik mitzitkosa v'os avlo meisaleam b'avlo asher osa yamus. So what does this mean? So as it says, when a Rasha, when he's a wicked person, if he does tshuva from all his sins and he keeps all my decrees and practices justice and righteousness, he shall live, he shall not die. All of the averis that he did will not be remembered against him, and he should live because of the tzidkus that he did. Do I desire the death of the wicked man, says Hashem? No, I want him to return to his ways that he should live. And when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and sins, and he does all the abominations that the wicked man did, should he live? All his righteousness that he had done will not be remembered because of the treachery which he betrayed. And because of the sin that he sinned, he shall die on account of them. And if you shall say the way of Hashem is not right, then listen, the house of Israel. Is my way not right? Surely it is your ways that are not right. When the righteous man turns away from his righteousness and does wrong, he should die for both of these. He should die for the wrongdoing that he committed. And if the Rasha turns away from the rishus that he does and does staka, justice and righteousness, he'll cause his soul to live. For he perceived and he repented from all of his averis that he did, he should live, he shall not die. And yet the house of Israel says, the way of Hashem is not right. Are my ways not right, O house of Israel? Surely it is your ways that are not right. So it says, Lo yitochein derech Hashem, Hashem, your ways aren't right. And then Hashem says, your ways aren't right. It's like an argument between a wise man and a fool. The fool says to the wise man, what you're saying is just, you're nuts. And then the wise man says to the fool, says to the shoyte, he says, you're nuts. Sometimes a child says to a parent, he doesn't understand. The parent won't let him play with matches. Thinks the parent's out of his mind. So Hashem, the Jewish people say to Hashem, what's going on over here? And he says to us, no, you guys got a chab, you have to understand. You have to change the tfisas chayim. B'nei Adam ha'chayim b'derech ha'tavit nimtzim b'olam shel uvdot. Ma'shenevneh banui ma'sheneras harus. We live in the world of facts. What's built is built. What's destroyed is destroyed. So how can we have a deed that a person did and just erased? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechadish b'chol yom tovid ma'isa b'reishis. What exists, exists because Hashem wants it. The second he stops wanting it, it'll be over. V'chaim b'ritzono, we say to him. So we have the koach of Bechira. And the deeper meaning of Bechira is that a person's deeds, whether they're good or bad, they only have existence as much as he believes in them, as much as he wants them. The second he stops wanting them, they stop being mashpia in his life. So we believe in the constant chiddush of ma'ase bereishis. So therefore, if we stop desiring the deeds that we did and we do tshuva, then they're finished. They're over, they're erased. The Rambam explains the inyan of Bechira at length in the three prakam of Hilchos Tshuva. L'chora, he should have brought it in Yesodei HaTorah, because Bechira is a big philosophical principle. Ikur Gadol, the Rambam says, calls tshuva in Bechira and Hilchos Tshuva Perek Ha'alacha Gimel. V'u'amen HaTorah v'amitzvah, so bring it in Yesodei HaTorah, it's one of the foundations and principles of Torah. So the answer is that tshuva teaches the real strength of the koach of Bechira. And when the Torah commanded us to do tshuva, the Torah was megala to us, the koach of Bechira, how far Bechira goes. And indeed, the Rambam explains, Ho'ovir reshusenu biyadeinu midatenu asinu kol haro Yisrael anu lachzor b'tshuva shirusata biyadeinu. Since it's in our hands, and we did the sins on our own with our own das, we can do tshuva. Rishus is biyadeinu. And just like a person sins midaito b'ritzono, so too he does tshuva midaito b'ritzono. Ho'ol v'rishus kol adam nesunalo yishtadal adam lasas tshuva. The Rambam says, since you have bechira, you should be mishtadal, you should try to do tshuva. So the way we think is that you choose between two things, and once you chose one thing, it's over. That was already, that established your your situation. But that's not tshuva. Tshuva is even after you chose something, so you can choose something else. Just like before the person sinned, he can choose whether or not he wants to do this sin. So too, after he sinned, he can choose whether or not he wanted to do that sin. That's the koach of tshuva. See, Yechezkel is trying to teach the Jewish people, and it's hard for them to believe, that sitkus and rishus are not facts. They only exist mikoach our bechira. Our bechira mechudashis, the new bechira we have each time. And therefore, there's nothing stopping us from changing our ways. Tomorrow we can be different than we were today. So as far as tshuva is concerned, everybody is still in a matzav of toch kedei dibur. Make the wrong bracha, within 3 seconds you can change it. So as far as an avera goes, you're always within the 3 seconds. You can change anything. That's the emunah of tshuva. You can't keep Torah and mitzvahs properly without it. Says in the Gemara, right? Mekudeshes le'amanah shanei tzadik gomor. Afilu rasha gomor mekudeshes shemehir tshuva b'daito. So a person who marries a woman on condition that he's a tzaddik, even if he's a rasha, they're married misafik. Why? Because maybe the tshuva, he just thought that he wants to return to Hashem. All of our lives are shaped by our bechira. We have bechira on the future, and we have bechira on the past. How are we going to look at the past, whether we want those deeds or not? The parashas of Shovivim create days of tshuva. And what's special about these days? They're not Yimei Din, they're not Yimei Chag. When we read the Torah from Parashas Shmos until the end of Matan Torah and Parashas Mishpatim, we learn how Klal Yisrael was Mischadesh V'Noitza, how we were renewed, and how we were created. We went from Memtes Sha'arei Tuma, and then we said Zekeli Vanveyu, and we spoke to Hashem Panim B'Panim in Matan Torah. And we have our own time. Achodesh is Elochem. The Chodesh is in our hands. We have the Koach of Chidush. We have the Koach of Itzchadshus. And it says that the Jewish people in Birkas HaLavana, Shem Asidim L'schadesh Kemosa L'for Aliyotzim, we're going to be Mischadesh like the Lavana. That's the Koach of the Jewish people, to be constantly Mischadesh. Be'yom HaZeh Bo Midbar Sinai Shu Divrei Torah Chadoshim Einecha Kilo Hayom Nitnu. Every day as if the Torah was given that day. Every day is new. In the world of Torah, there's no facts. There's constant bechira. Every day is a new time. Tikasev zos l'dor acharon v'am nivra yahalel yah. Pasuk says in Tehillim Kuf Beis Yotes. This should be written until the last generation. We're an am nivra. We're constantly being recreated, and that's the yisod hakiyum of the Jewish people. Constant regeneration, recreation. Not recreation, recreation, to create ourselves again. So in these days of Ischachus, we're called to do tshuva, even on sins that it's hard, that it's hard to do tshuva on. But we can. A person can decide, and he can change himself. He can change himself. Gives a mashal in the Sefer. Person's born in jail, in some sort of dungeon. It's all dark, and he never saw the light of day. So why would he want to be freed? Why would he try to get escape? Never been outside, never saw what it was like. One day they took him out, saw the sun, saw the trees, changed everything. He says, wow, I didn't realize I was in darkness. He was so used to it. So that's what the Bechira of Tshuva is. Bechira of Tshuva is going like out, like to the light of day. All of a sudden you see it's a completely different world. I never knew there was such a beautiful world like that. And we can bring ourselves into this world of Tshuva. Very interesting that in the Rishonim, Rokeach and the Kisvei Ari, they talk about segufim and tanios. That the more that when a person sins, he has to torture himself. And the more he had enough from the avera, the more he has to torture himself. So if the koach of tshuva is so strong, what does he need to fast for? What does he need to weaken his body for? So the answer is that there are two parts of tshuva. One is in the olam habechira, which is the foundation of a person's life. There, he can desire good, and he can leave what's evil. Like the Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Berega katan yetzem afel or gadol." He can go in 1 second from darkness to light. But the second part of tshuva is betchum haregesh v'aguf, that we have these habits. So there we have to break off our habits. We have to purify ourselves. So all these darkei tshuva are there to purify us so that we are able to escape, to extricate ourselves from these negative habits. However, in Hilchos Tshuva, interestingly enough, the Rambam doesn't mention Taniyos. He just says, Midarkei HaTshuva Lios HaShov Tzoek Tamil Lefnei Hashem, to cry before Hashem, to give tzedakah, to distance himself from everything that's bad. Rabbeinu Yonah also, the Shari Tshuva doesn't mention Tainus. The fact that we have to fast. So it's an Eitzah Tova. It's an Eitzah Tova. A person wants to, but there are other Eitzahs Tovas also. One of them is Limud HaTorah. Says the Sefer Keser Rosh, in the name of the Gra. Tshuva l'nichshal b'avon keri kimat b'pshia rachmana l'slanu k'shosek b'torah n'tzorach lidol klal. A person is nichshal and keri. He doesn't have to worry if he learns Torah. Torah takes care of it. Ukazesh Shalom Rabbi, Rav Chaim Volozhiner asked his Rabbi the Gra, and he showed him that it says in the Zohar and the Sifrei Musar how machmir they were about this. You have to have Yisurim, Kashim, Umurim, Kamloves, and then the real takan is death. Avalay Raisa Oirech Yamin Bimina Uvismoil Oishir Bechavo. That, but if a person learns Torah, then the Torah saves him from death, and it also saves him from the Yisurim. And also the Eglei Tal writes in his Akdama, the Sakachar, Ratshuva Tikkun HaBris, Tolu B'yoser B'lima Torah. B'yoser B'lima Torah B'iyun. The person learns Torah B'iyun is metakin the Bris. Gevaldik. So Geshmak. You get the Geshmak of learning Torah B'iyun, you also metakin the Pagam of the Bris. Because the Pagam of the Zeres is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah, is in the Moach. And the Kilkul is Memal, Lamal, Memokom HaTikkun. So what do we have to do? The kilkul is very high up from any place we can fix. Because normally tshuva is belev, ulevavu yavin v'shavu afilo. It's in the lev, and here the kilkul is in the moach. The answer is iyun haTorah. And if a person is mechadish chedushim, so he's definitely metaking the moach. On my rabba says the gemara at the end of Menachos Kol Osek b'Torah Nitzarech Lo'or Lo'Lachatz Lo'Mincha V'Lo Asham. Doesn't need karbanis. Person's Osek b'Torah, it's enough. Person had hanah from the sin in a negative way. So now we can have hanah from the Torah in a positive way. A kadosh tikah hanah. Zok the Chazon Ish. Kol chokhma shekoneh adam in his igeres, aleph yud. Yesh la kesher im nishmat adam. V'nefesh adam mit'aneget al chokhma. V'achokhma tishlach shorasha al talmei lev be'aleha. V'nimei hakesher bein lev ha'adam l'chokhma sa'on ukorim ahava. Tev Adam l'shtasha mabuei ha'chokhma u'lehabel b'sha'a zo kol ta'anugei olam hazeh. All chokhma that a person's kona has a kesher with his neshama. And the nefesh of a person is mis'anegan chokhma. And the chokhma sends its roots to the heart of a person. And the connection between the heart of a person and his chokhma we call love. And the nature of a person is to get pleasure from the wellsprings of wisdom and to invalidate all the tanugim of Olam Hazeh. So a person has to come into the world to be mitakin the bris of tainug of Torah, and that's mitakin the bris. So Rav Moshe Shapiro adds that this is all about the Chovas HaTshuva HaKlalis, we can be attacking it with Torah and all is nice. However, to be Zoicha to the Milos HaElyonos, for some people, Tainus is necessary. So before you start fasting, you should ask your Rav. But in the meantime, we want to be Pashat Yidden, and we have a good source here. We have the Tikkunei Zohar, who says, "Oy Raisa Orechem Emilu Smol Oshav Chavod." That's what I've been attacking Pagama Bris. And this is a good time to be mechadesh ourselves. B'simcha v'tuv levav meirov kol. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.